Chahi chaha. Chahahaha. Trying to get out of the wind. All of a sudden, like in the last 5 minutes, there's a little wind. So I'm trying to not have this be windy. Listen, I'm going to tell you the story of this game. This is me, Robert, from the stands for the... So I started from the stands late 2009. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. 17th year recording FTS. And this from the stands, I'm going to... Hold on.
Thank you for attending tonight's game.
You're welcome, Gene.
Football is back in Memorial Stadium, Saturday, September 13th.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Don't say get your tickets. First time he's never been able to say get your tickets. Right there, he's supposed to say. More information on special deals. Visit FunnyOnline.com. More information on special deals. Jerem, pause. I've never done this when the game is already sold out. What do I do? Just say for special deals.
Make the right call.
I will.
Plan to get home.
You got it.
Getting behind the wheel.
Won't do it.
You feel different.
I do.
Drive different.
Well, it's not because of drinking. Yes, agreed. So true. Illinois. That was interesting. They couldn't get like all the players didn't get there for the school song. I don't think they practiced it. They tried sprinting over after going to see their families, and maybe the band started a little. It's all right, preseason. We'll get that fixed. Yeah, just turn down just a little. Just turn down just a little. Just a little. Yes.
With 40% off.
Okay.
Download the Papa John's app.
We will. I promise. You just got
to
be quiet.
To receive your 40% off Papa John's pizza.
Okay, great. Stop now. Family, I like it, but I'm trying to FTS here. Okay. I'm going to tell you the story of this game. You ready? This was what I watch at practice. This was a scrimmage. I don't mean that as some like kind of insult to Western Illinois. Like, it's just a scrimmage, does. I mean, we barely had to try. Whatever. They're trying to rebuild their program. Whatever. Point is, this, I've attended scrimmages and practices for 17 seasons. Stevie, just a little, if you could just turn down just a little bit. It's so damn loud. Nobody's like, oh God, could there be louder music? I feel like the background music isn't blaring. And when I'm walking out of a stadium, I want it to be blaring. Why is it not blaring? Oh, thank God, it's blaring. Sorry, I'm an old man. How do I say this? It's a scrimmage that they run at practice where at the very beginning of the scrimmage, it's the starters. And then they will start to, they want to develop film on guys. And so they'll sprinkle in these two guys, then those two guys, then these four guys, then the five. It's not, when they scrimmage like this, it's not first string, second string. They're getting ready for the season. So they're testing their players. I've seen Zook practices that did it, Beckman practices that did it, Kubik practices that did it, Lovey practices that did it, Bielema practices that did it. There are practices where they were just ones and ones, twos and twos, or there are practices where it's ones versus twos, ones versus threes. You know, they want to get certain things ironed out. They want it against the look team. They want against the, they're scouting the opponent. There's a whole bunch of ways to do it. this was that scrimmage. Like, if you're wondering, like, why Altmaier was in there for a certain length of time or why you saw defensive starters, I've seen this happen many, many times where they're still seeing what they've got, and so they have this plan for running this package, then this package, then this package. We'll slowly start to – we won't go first string, second string. We'll just slowly start to remove the starters so that we can get a look at what these guys are doing with a really good skill group around them. So we have seen opening games where we win 52-3. In those opening games where we win 52-3, there are always these times where we are first string, starters are sitting. Here's the second string, now it's the third string, you know? This is more of the start to slowly remove starters, but leave enough in there so you can see what these other guys have so you can make more decisions. This was that kind of practice scrimmage. It was fascinating to me because I've never seen it play out in a game. Now, I'm sure part of that is because, you know, part of that is just because it's Western Illinois. I'm not trying to insult them or anything else, but, like, that's part of this, right? Yes, Stevie, I can feel it all over. Trust me. Stevie, no, I got it. I feel it. Yes. Congrats on the very loud speakers. We're very proud of the scoreboard and the music. Good work with all of it. But just don't really need it right now. God, it's so loud. It's just unbelievable. Who is it? What is it? What do you think? Like, what is it that... Like, what's the meeting where it's like, hey, make it really freaking loud? I don't... Like, they're doing that field walk thing where people get on the fan. Like, the people on the side... The field walk... The band's on one half of the field. People who are able to walk the field are from the 40 to the end zone to the south end zone. There's no way a single one of them can hear themselves. I am as far as you can get away from the speakers in the stadium besides the student section. And it is so unbelievably loud. Like, what's the point? Hey, we're going to let the fans on the field, but listen, they can't. We don't want them to hear each other when they talk. Play the music super freaking loud, like they're at a concert and they have to yell. I just will never understand. Club Memorial Stadium. Forever. A thing. I guess I should just do from the stands, like, outside the stadium. So you can hear me. It's just so crazy. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to publish this. I need people to reach out to me. Okay? If you think, yeah, I mean... really freaking loud music after a game, that's the way to go. That's the thing. That's how you're going to keep the fans happy. Like, super, like, crank it all the way up. That's what we want. God, I'm such an old man. God. I'm not going to listen to my body tonight. No, this is not like 1999. I was here in 1999. And you could hear yourself after a game. Sorry. I'm so bitter. God, it just keeps growing.
Those participating in the family huddle, all fans must enter the field in sections 107, 108, 109, 123, 124, and 125. You must then exit the same way that you came in.
The band's trying to leave. The band is on the field. Hold on, I'm going to take a break. I'll put it up. I don't know. I'll put it up with the thing or something. Okay, so that picture I just took is the band was waiting for the people to be done with the thing of just walking the field. Again, the new family huddle thing on the field is to prevent the field rush, which happened twice last year. So tell the people, it's a smart thing. Like, tell the people you're going to get on the field 3 minutes after the game after the team's clear. You can stay until the band leaves. The band is just like, form a wedge, go right up the gut. Oh, now they're trying to get them in formation. The people are still on the field. We have a reverse Cal Stanford. The band is on the field trying to get off, and there are people everywhere. I need a trombone player to spike a fan in the end zone. Hey, look, I'm enjoying myself up here. Like, do you hear that? Oh, my God, do you hear that? Do you hear how perfect that is? There's no freaking cranked music. It's just a nice post-game. Here we are. Who else loves this moment? Huh? Huh? Robert loves this moment. Isn't this lovely? Tell me how lovely this sounds. Listen, like people on stands, fans on the field, the band getting lined up, a light breeze, 52-3. The Illini have won the game. All is good. The wind is in my face. My team is number 12. And there isn't loud music playing in my ears. You know, yep. Oh, yeah. That's Barry's going to be like, guys, we're leaving. If we march over you, I'm Gawa. If we march over you, I'm very sorry. But you got to get out of the way. Here they go. Here we go. Okay, they got the flag off, you know, the marching, like, parade banner out front. They're just going to, it's like the cow catcher thing on a locomotive. They're just going to wrap up some fans and take them out. The fans are responding well. Good work, everyone. Good work. Isn't this nice? Isn't this nice? Isn't this what everyone wants after a game? Listen, I'll tell you everything I was telling you about the game, and I'll tell you again. You ready? Who's ready? You're ready? I'll tell you. This was a scrimmage. This was tape. This was, we didn't try anything to score more points than our opponent. We just went out and put stuff on film. This was the most put stuff on film game I've ever watched in my lifetime. Hands down. The way they did the rotations, the way they did the play calling. You know, second quarter, I'm like, whoa, I've seen this before. I've watched this so many times in practice. I know what I'm watching. I know how to watch this. I know how to watch the rotations. I know what to read. 17 years of experience doing exactly this. I know how to do this. This is the sprinkle scrimmage. That's my term. Where they slowly sprinkle in certain guys to see how they respond with the first string. Then they're stretching to half twos and then all twos. And then they're stretching into the threes. And certain starters are still back out there so that it's not just the entire third string. And when you have the entire third string, things generally go poorly, you know. Yes, granted, in the last 7 minutes, that was the twos and threes and the twos and threes on both offense and defense. But if you were watching this game saying, like, why are so many of these starters still in there when we're winning so big? That's your answer. There was no, like, there. How do I say this? Like, it's not like Matt Bailey's not trying to tackle someone, okay? They're still going. But this was a scrimmage. This was a, don't go too hard. Everybody be disciplined. Put something on film that your position coach is going to love right now. Please put this on film and your position coach is really going to love it. That's this. This was preseason. This was all of that. I've watched us beat Murray State 52-3. I've watched us do this many times. And those games were never really like this. This was, the intention was, I am telling you, get some stuff on film. We need to learn a little more about our roster before we move along to Durham. Isn't this lovely? Do you understand? Like, you know, when I was a child, when I was in my 30s, I didn't understand why old people got mad at loud music. I didn't understand the jokes about don't go, you kids going to a rock concert, you're going to ruin your ears. I never understood any of that. And here I am, 52 years old, listening to Club Memorial Stadium play Prince at the highest volume possible for no reason whatsoever. I can't hear myself think, and I have turned into an old man. An old man who drives a fire truck. An old man who's headed to Duke. An old man who is here to tell you he's very happy with his 12th ranked team. Hank Beatty, have a senior year. Gentle Hunt, breakout game. Go. Illini.